Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Stenhouse. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dave Stenhouse. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright strikes out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Green reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green moves to third. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Ed Hobaugh now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to third. It's 5-0, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hobaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobaugh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-1 in the game. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cotier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, With the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Allison reaches second base with a double. Rollins moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhaals. The throw from Schmidt and he is out, Hamlin applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stigman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy pinch hits for Ed Hobaugh. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Connell. The throw from Batty and he is safe. O'Connell steals second. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-2 in the game. Cotter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Burnside now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a line drive towards third. O'Connell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-2 in the game. Bright hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt takes first base on ball 4. Locke moves to second. Ed Brinkman pinch runs for Bob Schmidt. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Locke scores. Brinkman moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. Johnny Shea pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Lee Stang now pitching. Ken Retzer pinch hits for Johnny Shave. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Retzer now catching. Jim Hannon now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Batty bunts towards the mound. Hannon juggles the ball. That's an error on Hannon. Allison moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison scores. Batty moves to third. It's 6-3, Twins. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhulst hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Batty tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-3, Twins. Li Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang bunts towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Cotter covering, for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright fields the ball and throws to Hannon covering. Safe. Allen moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-4 in the game. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cotter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Connell moves to third. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-3 in the game. Bright takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to second. Ray Moore now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Ver Alse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Jim Hannon. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Retzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Hamlin moves to third. Retzer moves to second. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Cotier takes first base on ball four. Hamlin scores. Retzer moves to third. O'Connell moves to second. It's 7-4, Twins. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Retzer scores. O'Connell scores. Cotier moves to second. It's 7-6, Twins. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cotier moves to third. Hinton moves to second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it and throws to third to get Cotier. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bud Zipfel pinch runs for Harry Bright. Jim King pinch hits for Don Locke. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Zipfel moves to third. It's Twins, 7, Senators, 7. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Senators 7. The Twins will come to bat. Bud Zipfel now playing first base. Jim King now playing right field. Chuck Hinton now playing second base. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Joe Hicks Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Batty takes first base on ball four. Marty Martinez pinch runs for Earl Batty. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hamilton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verhulst hits a fly ball towards right. King catches it and throws to first to double up Martinez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Retzer hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Senators 7. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gorrell pinch runs for Jim Lemon. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Green takes first base on ball four. Gorrell moves to second. Marty Cotina now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gorrell moves to third. Green moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-5 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hicks. Power reaches second base with a double. Gorrell scores. Green scores. It's 9-7, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive towards left. Hicks catches it and throws to second to double up Power. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Washington Senators, 7. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.